Chapter 4. Me and Pepper were watching Miss Carol's playhouse on the black-and-white television when Grandpa got back from getting that feller out of the river. Without a word, he passed through the kitchen and living room and went into the bathroom. He stayed in there a good long time, washing his hands over and over before he came out. Miss Becky went in right behind him and spent a good 5 minutes drying the sink, wall, and mirror that he splashed. Instead of leaving right away, Grandpa went back outside to stand in the yard and watch the empty highway. We followed him and fooled around in the yard while he talked to himself. Miss Becky puttered around in the kitchen, waiting, because she knew he needed to work through whatever was on his mind until he was ready to go. We've always called our grandmother Miss Becky because that's how Grandpa always talked about her. As usual, she hadn't asked him one single question about what he'd been doing. He finally came back to the porch.
"What are y'all waiting on?" he called to Miss Becky through the kitchen's screen door. "Come on, Mama, it's getting late."
She picked up her purse and came outside without a word, like she'd been the one holding us up. I'd already put Hootie in the corn crib so he wouldn't try and follow us to town. Pepper and I climbed into the back seat, and Grandpa had the car backing up before the motor smoothed out. Pepper leaned over the seat.
"Grandpa, can we listen to the radio? They might be playing a new Beatles or Rolling Stones song."
"No, we ain't listening to any of that noise from them long-haired pukes."
He dialed the radio for a moment, and bluegrass came out of the one speaker on the dash.
"That there's Bill Monroe with that new kid Del McCoury playing with him. Now that's music."
Miss Becky put an end to any further arguments when she put her hand on Grandpa's shoulder.